Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do today, certainly any day, but today in particular. And, you know, to a certain extent, I think this really is a historic day. For those of you who are just waking up, well, welcome. I'll wait till you get your coffee. You know, it's okay. I can wait. No, it's all right. The Supreme Court voted to allow same-sex marriage. And listen, you can call in and talk with me about it if you want. But all I can tell you is the response of a bunch of my gay friends who are in tears. They feel that for the first time in American history that they are being acknowledged as citizens with equal rights. And given the fact we're talking, according to Kinsey, whom we talked about earlier this week, 13 to 16% of the population, that's a huge number of people to disenfranchise, right? So they feel that for the first time that they are citizens with full rights. They are not second-class citizens. As one said, I feel like I can exhale for the first time. And if nothing else, regardless, listen, and I understand the religious point of view. I just came back from Israel where it's not only that same-sex marriage isn't allowed, intermarriage isn't allowed. A man and a woman cannot marry unless both of them are Jewish. So I get it. And I think that religions are absolutely entitled to whatever restrictions that they want. But this is a country that separates church and state. And I think that if your denomination feels that marriage is between a man and a woman, then that's who you marry within your religion. And I think if people who want to marry within that religion are upset by that, then they tackle the religion itself, as historically they have. But we have a separation of church and state here. And interestingly enough, do you know what the decision was? It was not unanimous at all. In fact, it was as close as it could be and passed. It was 5-4. And the dissents were sort of interesting, and you sort of decided that you knew what the dissents were going to say, but that's not really necessarily true. The most conservative members, Roberts, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito, basically wrote a separate opinion, and they basically did not concur. Roberts says, just who do we think we are? I have no choice but dissent. He was saying basically this is an issue that the Supreme Court shouldn't be involved in, the government shouldn't be involved in, but they already are. He said, many people will rejoice at the decision, and I begrudge none their celebration. But for those who believe in a government of laws, not of men, the majority's approach is deeply disheartening. It's the first time he has had such a bold statement from the bench, says the article. Scalia called the decision a threat to American democracy, saying it was constitutional revision by unelected committee of nine. Obama, as might be expected, hailed the decision. The ruling is a victory for America. This decision affirms what millions of Americans already believe in their hearts. When all Americans are truly treated as equals, we are more free. There you go. Wild celebrations outside the Supreme Court. Same-sex marriage supporters arrived early, armed with signs and rainbow flags. They celebrated the announcement of a constitutional right to something that they did not legally exist anywhere in the world until the turn of the new century. So there you go. So again, if you would like to give me a call about it and share your opinion about it, that's perfectly okay. This is not a program of politics. It's a program of emotions. But I think if there was ever an emotional issue for an awful lot of people, that this is certainly one of them. So 855-993-7569. And I knew you'd be thrilled to hear that if you're going canoeing today, good for you. It's National Canoe Day. And if you're taking chocolate pudding along as a snack, you remember when we used to talk about chocolate pudding and Bill Cosby in the same sentence? Not so much anymore. Take your dog to work day? I don't think so. But interestingly enough, and coincidentally enough, it's also International Day of Support for Victims of Torture. And as I have been mentioning all week, I'm interviewing with three survivors of terrorist attacks in Israel and Jerusalem will be on at the last half hour of the program today. And as I've said, I'm devastated that there's such an interview exists, or the need for such an interview exists. But it's I'm probably as proud of it as of anything I've ever done in my career. I met with the survivors and their therapists for hours before we did the interview. And the idea of the interview, the theme of the interview is overcoming fear, which I think is relevant to each of us, that they've overcome a fear that that most of us will mercifully never have to imagine, let alone experience. But because the experience is so profound and so shocking, I think it gives us a perspective about how to deal with our own fears on a day-to-day basis. For no particular reason, on this day in the year 4, seems appropriate to the themes this week, Augustus adopts Tiberius. In 687, Pope Benedict II was chosen. In 1483, Richard III became King of England. In 1870, 1870 is not very long ago, right? The Christian holiday of Christmas is declared a federal holiday in the United States. So presumably, in 1869, it was not. That's after the Civil War. Interesting. In 1934, FDR signed the Federal Credit Union Act, which establishes credit unions. Many of you are incredibly grateful for that. On this day in 1963, JFK gave his Ich bin ein Berliner speech, underlining the support of the United States for democratic West Germany shortly after Soviet supported East Germany erected the Berlin Wall. Think of how much has changed in the last 50 years. Think of how much has changed. We got a long way to go as citizens of the United States, citizens of Canada, citizens of the world, writers on the, or passengers on the spaceship Earth, as human beings on a moral, ethical basis. But think of how much has changed. This will give you some pause. I actually knew this. Trevor, I don't know if you read this or not. Do you know what the first barcode was on? The first scan barcode? I actually knew this.
I mean, I kind of cheated. I know now.
Did you know before?
No, I didn't.
For some reason, I guess it's one of those things that sticks to my mind. Since you admitted cheating, you get full credit for that. What was it on?
I think it's funny you said sticks in your mind because it's really chewing gum.
Oh, that's my little Freudian mind sort of doing its thing. It was in Troy, Ohio, Marsh Supermarket. And now you can scan everything. When I came through customs, you scan your passport, right? You scan your ticket. There's some opinion that sooner or later we'll be scanning our fingerprints. You know, that we'll have the babies will be born with they won't be born with it, but we're not messing with your DNA yet. But they'll put a barcode in a baby's heel or something, so you can scan with all your information on it. They have your cell phone number, your zip code. Well, probably not your zip code because you could change, couldn't you? But your cell phone number, your social security number, your blood type, probably your genome. So much for privacy, right? Except somebody has to interpret the barcode. That's the only thing that makes me comfortable about how much surveillance goes on and how much information is readily available. If somebody's got to retrieve it, and having worked on projects where there was a huge amount of data, the retrieval, I mean, think about it. It's the same problem you've got when you're trying to remember a phone number or a name. It's all stored there somewhere, but retrieving is the tricky part. Storing it, relatively easy. Retrieving it, much more complicated. So just think of all those people who are gathering all that data as having memory issues, right? They got it, they just can't access it. So it should make you feel a little safer the next time you lose your keys. On this day in 1997, the Supreme Court ruled that the Communications Decency Act violated the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. So this day in history for the Supreme Court is a big deal as well. If it's a big deal for you, they've got something on your mind, remember the program's a little shorter this today than it usually is because of the interview. So give me a holler, 855-93-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, speaking of memory and retrieval, as we were talking about, there was actually a story up this week that said if your kid is really imaginative, you know, and has a pretty good memory, they're probably going to be really good at lying. Oh, good, I was hoping for that. The idea being that keeping track of a lie, if you've ever told one, you know, for those, that you have to remember what you said. I mean, I've always argued that that's the value of telling the truth. It's not only sort of the moral high ground, but it's much more efficient. You don't have to remember what you said because it's true. You'll just access it without having to remember what you said to somebody. And so they decided that an active little brain is good news, bad news, because your kid is probably going to be better at looking you straight in the eye and just telling you a whopper. So what can you say? So there you go. All right, so they the research was is really kind of manipulative but interesting. They got a bunch of 6- and 7-year-olds, and they took a trivial quiz, which was 3 questions on index cards. They'd read the question, and then after the child answered, turn the card over to show the answer on the back. It was written in a particular color and with a picture next to it. After presenting the 3rd question, which was totally fictional, it asked for the name of the kid in Space Boy, a fake cartoon. The researchers left the room and either told or didn't tell the child not to look at the answer. And they have a picture of these really cute face, innocent-looking kids that you know are going to lie like crazy to you. The whole thing was being filmed so they could tell who looked by asking the ones who'd lied not only whether they knew the answer but also whether they could guess the details on the back of the card. The team could rate how good a liar each child was. The good liars lied about both of the details. The bad liars lied about one or the other. What was interesting was that the kids who were good liars had higher score on tests of working memory than the bad liars. They had a better verbal working memory. And this is important since... Since lying typically involves keeping verbal tales straight in your head. It takes mental effort to keep in mind what you know you did and what you think the researcher knows and plan away so you don't get caught. I don't know. I think parents everywhere should read this story. The obvious difference in how good liars and bad liars behave when put to the test. The clear differences in their response based on their working memory skills. I've actually... my favorite story about this actually was one that I should probably feel a little bit more embarrassed about than I do. I was at a performance for one of the mentalists, you know, the guys who say that they can read your mind. And they chose me. And I said to them, don't choose me. I said, you don't want to do this. And, you know, there's, I don't know if you've ever been at one of those interactive things where they choose people from the audience. And there's about a 3 or 4 second window where you either hold your ground and say, no, I'm not going to do this. And you're kind of, you know, viewed as a stinker for 3 or 4 seconds, but then you get to stay in your seat. Or you sort of bow to peer pressure, which, oh, do it, yay! And you sort of be a good guy and go along, and then you're humiliated for the rest of the time. So they chose me, and I think they had either 6 or 8 people. And we were all supposed to draw something. And then they were going to collect the drawings and choose by... You know, by him holding the drawing up to his head, which of us had done which painting, drawing. And I knew as long as he didn't pick me first, I would be okay. Because what he, and he didn't, he picked somebody else. And so what I did when I said no is I just became very aware of my posture, my tone of voice, my body language, my eye contact, everything. So I sort of took a mental photograph of exactly how I stood, how I sounded, what I did with my hands, what I did with my feet, how fast my heart was beating or not, how I breathed, everything. And so he picked me 2nd. And because it was, first of all, very recent, and I had really been very aware of exactly how I said no when it was true, I could replicate it, and I got him. And which was bad enough, because I told him not to pick me, but then I did this really horrifying little joy dance of, go Joy, go Joy. It made the newspapers. I told him not to pick me. But it's one of those things, and you could then ascertain that I'm a good liar. I'm actually not a very good liar. But I can do exactly like when I'm playing poker and I'm trying to bluff. All I do is pay attention to exactly how I looked when I was not bluffing. But if I just do it spontaneously, I'm terrible at it. All you have to do is look at me to know, that's not what's going on here. So this, for some reason, this story was sponsored by Disney, and I wanted to quickly tell you my Disney story because I just told it to Trevor, who said, "Well, that's pretty interesting." And whenever my crew's eyes don't roll back in their head, I know that I'm probably onto something pretty interesting because they're very used to me. So I was at Mickey's, I don't know, 50th anniversary or something. I don't know what it was, a bunch of years ago, and it was fantastic. They closed off the park. we could write everything, and everything was, of course, comped. And every day they would, every night they would send the itinerary for the next day to our hotel room, which was on the grounds, and with like a little yummy or something. And one day I went back to the room and there was no itinerary, and I needed to know where I was supposed to be the next day. So I called down, and it was late enough at night that I didn't go to my hotel. I went to a central switchboard, and I said, I didn't get the itinerary. And they said, oh, well, let me send it right up to you. Unfortunately, we're out of chocolate chip cookies. Wrong thing to tell me. Out of chocolate chip cookies, she whined. And I was sort of just kidding, sort of. So they brought the itinerary up. The next morning, I opened the door, and there's a giant bag of M&M peanuts taped to the door with a towel around it so it wouldn't rattle and scare me. And it turned out that this guy who was at the switchboard, he wasn't even in my hotel, when he got off his shift, went down to the employee cafeteria at the vending machine and got this humongous bag of M&M peanuts with a little note on it that said, a day without chocolate is a day without sunshine. Enjoy yourself at Disney. And I tracked that kid down and found out his name and sent a note off to Michael Eisner saying, you must be doing something right, because this is just an extraordinary example of going beyond whatever your job description is. And it turns out, regardless of what you think about Disney or Disney World or, you know, and they owned Cap Cities at one point when I was working for them. But regardless of what you think about company policy or anything else about them, the job description of anybody at Disney, whether you run a ride, whether you're Snow White, whether you work in the hotel, is to ensure that the guests have a good time. That's your job description. It has nothing to do with whether you serve food or you run rides. And they really, it is company-wide. And it's why people pay a lot of money to go to, I think it's called Mickey Mouse U, to be trained. If you've worked there or graduated from there, you are golden in the hospitality industry, and exactly for exactly that reason. And if you've ever been around somebody in the, you know, the service business, hospitality business, and you can tell the difference between somebody who has the sort of, I mean, for lack of a better term, I guess we call it a Mickey Mouse philosophy, which I know in other terms would mean something exactly the opposite, and someone who doesn't, that your job is to make sure that person feels special, that they're having a good time. And it doesn't make any difference exactly what you're doing, but what your attitude is about doing it. So, yay, smart kids who are good at keeping information separate. Don't pick me to be interactive with you on the stage unless you're prepared for it. And when in doubt, make it a better day for somebody else, right? Whether you're in the business or not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The great Dr. Joy Brown. Real American. I don't believe in idols, but you're the real American role model, and much respect, love, and I really appreciate and admire your wisdom and humanity in general.
My goodness, Tom, I don't know what I did to deserve this, but
will you marry me?
Absolutely, of course. No question. What's on your mind, Cookie?
I've got a loser brother who leaves carnage wherever he stays. For the last 25 years, he lived with my sister 5.5 years, just about destroyed their marriage. He's a three-time loser as far as drinking and driving. Moved in with my father for about 6 years. Contributes absolutely nothing, and my father had been letting him drive a car. Well, my dad just gave him an ultimatum. Get out of here. No more driving the car. Now he wants to move in back with my sister, and he's been working on the two nieces to work on my sister to move back in. And
how old is your brother?
He's 50 years old, has been sleeping on a pool table for the last 8 years down the basement.
Oh, dear. Has he ever had a job?
Well, he works like a $12 an hour job. I think he's gambling it away, drinking it away still.
Does he have mental problems? I mean, it sounds like he may have an alcohol problem.
Well, I'm sure he's got issues. I'm sure he has issues, but
I mean, is he schizophrenic? Is he depressed? Is he paranoid? I mean,
no, he just believes in the easy life, I think.
Well, I mean, and you're the big brother in the family?
Well, I'm the big brother, and I guess my question to you is, how do I talk to my sister about this? Because if he does move in with him, their marriage is over, and is it any of my business?
Well, probably not, in answer to the first question, or the second question, in that, how old is your sister?
She's like 48.
How close are you to your sister?
I'm closer to her than any of my other siblings.
How many sibs are there total?
There's four. I'm the oldest. Two boys, one girl. She's the baby.
Okay. I'll tell you what I give you limited permission to do.
Okay.
I give you limited permission to go see her face-to-face and take her for a walk, you know, and take her out for a cup of coffee and say, listen, I understand through the grapevine you're getting pressure from Doodlehead to move in, and understand if you want me to back you in any way, I mean, all you have to do, I know you're tempted, but I mean, it's going to put a lot of pressure on you, and it doesn't really get him anything. So what I'm willing to do, because the thing is, if she's a tender-hearted one, then I think the best way to give her a little ballast is to say, look, as far as I'm concerned, the two of us can go and help him find a place, a room someplace, give him first and last month's rent, so you don't have to feel that he's homeless. But he, you know, sooner or later, he's 50 years old. He's got to get his life in order, and unless you're willing to take care of him the rest of your life, instead of doing, because what if you take him into your house, what you'll do is you'll make you feel better in the long run. You're teaching him bum 101. Because if you say to her, don't take him in, he's going to ruin your marriage, she's going to say, yeah, but I can, he'll be homeless. Give her an alternative. And so the alternative is, let's go find him a room someplace. We'll give him first and last month's rent. We'll give him a towel. We'll set him up there. And then he's on his own. And he's healthy. He's not stupid. He has a high school diploma, yes, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he can get on with his life. But sooner or later, he's got to get on with his life. And every time we take him in, we're really giving him the very strong message that you can't take care of yourself. You were to be pitied. And charity always feels better to the donor than the recipient. So instead of telling her, this is stupid, don't do it, it'll blow up your marriage, which won't work, tell her, look, here's an alternative. What if all four, you know, the three of us got together, we'll each put in $50, let's go find him a room this weekend, we'll take him over, we'll say, here's your place, we fixed it up, you know, here's some pots and pans, here's some groceries, you're on your own. And I think that's because that's a viable alternative that gives him a path that he can go down or not. Sooner or later, I mean, because when your dad's gone, unless your dad has got a lot of money, and even if he's got a lot of money, it's probably going to have to be put in trust, because if it's all given to your brother, he's going to drink it or spend it or whatever. I mean, something has gone really wrong in your brother's life. And I think he's really good at playing off the family guilt. But that doesn't, I mean, that makes all of you feel, you know, marginally better in the short run, makes him hate himself and hate you guys as well, which you've probably noticed. So give your sister some alternative.
Okay, you're right on the money again, Dr. Joy, right on the money.
All right, Tom, have
fun.
Thanks.
You.
Go Craigslist or, you know, the newspaper or whatever, and find him a room someplace.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do.
And if he's any good with his hands, maybe he can be a caretaker someplace or do something. Or sleep on a pool table.
Well, that sounds like work, though, Dr. Joy.
Well, but it may not be work to him.
Yeah.
You know, the idea is to say, look, here, we're willing to set you up, and you're on your own.
Right.
All righty?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What's on your mind, Michael?
I've been married for about a little less than 4 years.
Okay.
And we get along well, but the biggest source of tension in our relationship is that my wife said she would do a set of things to change her lifestyle and really include smoking, drinking excessively, occasionally, exercise, things like that, but she hasn't, and it continues to be a big source of tension for us, and I've tried to be encouraging or maybe more, you know, different tactics, but nothing has really worked well for us, and I'm wondering if you have suggestions on how to handle that situation.
Okay, how old are you, Mike?
35.
And how old is she?
34.
How long did you date each other before you got married?
a year and a half.
Okay. Do you have children together?
We don't. She was pregnant last year, but we lost a child.
Was she doing okay about the lifestyle changes before? How far along was she when she lost the child?
5 months.
Had she done less drinking, less smoking, and more exercising before she got pregnant?
Not too much, no. It's been a source of tension probably since we've been married.
So you're one of those people who never puts on weight, and you don't smoke, and you don't drink, and you work out all the time?
Yeah, I don't smoke. I work out all the time. I drink occasionally.
Okay. Does she work outside the home?
She does not work outside the home right now. We're fortunate to be financially well off, so.
Yeah, but she's bored out of her mind.
Well, I've encouraged
her. She's probably a little depressed.
I've encouraged her to find things, volunteer work or other things to do. And
what did she do before you were married?
She owned her own business.
And what happened to that?
She sold it, and then we moved, actually, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it sounds to me, first of all, Cookie, it sounds, as I said, that your wife is very likely bored and probably depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's hard enough to change our lifestyle when we're feeling terrific. I mean, change is really difficult for human beings. But when we're feeling awful, it's just not possible. I think what I would do is I'd maybe sit her down over the weekend and say that you called me, and I said that I thought you were sort of misdiagnosing the problem, that it sounds like she was both bored and unhappy.
So she did go about 6 months ago to a therapist and got on medication because we thought after we lost the baby she was depressed, and
okay.
She's been doing better with that. But
well, if she's on, did you go to a therapist or your family doctor?
Therapist.
Okay, so. Is she still seeing the therapist?
No.
Okay, it would seem to me that maybe that makes some sense to do, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I think, you know, look, how about if we try this tack, Mike? Because I don't want you to become her mom, and I don't want you to become her therapist, because those are pretty unsexy roles. Are the two of you having sex with each other?
Occasionally, but not probably enough.
How often?
Once every month.
Ooh. Yeah. And that's because she's not interested and you're not interested?
I think probably a little bit of both.
Okay. Look, take her out on a date this weekend, all right? And remember why you married her. And instead of complaining, don't go to some place that has a lot of alcohol. And hopefully, does she smoke around you?
Yes.
What is it that she complains about most to you? What is it that she is most unhappy with about your behavior?
Probably either that I don't give her enough credit for the things she does around the house, because she does everything, and including cooking, and
okay.
And then I can be judgmental, I think.
Okay, here's the deal that I want you to do. First of all, I want you to take her on a date tonight. Something
okay.
different and fun, and don't be stupid. Pick something that she really likes to do.
Yeah.
If she's like most women, she really loves to dance, and so even though you may not feel you're a great dancer, and that doesn't mean I want you to get all liquored up so you can dance with her, because that doesn't make any sense. And then I want you to say to her, look, and you can say that you called me or not called me, and say, honey, you know, hopefully we're going to try to have a baby again, and I know that mm-hmm. this is, but I'm, you know, you're a wonderful woman. You had your own business that was successful. Let's figure out what you'd like to do. Because if she's, I mean, and I think you sort of commenting on the housework a bit more and giving, you know, being less judgmental, spending more time with her is all a really good idea. But just for a moment, presumably you married a woman who's more or less your age.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, Michael, more or less your intelligence, right?
Yes.
Okay. Think about, for just a moment, if you felt like your body had just really disappointed you last year, that you'd, let's say you weren't having erections, because I think, which isn't the same as losing a baby at all, but I mean that's a real jolt, especially halfway through. So and what you were is at home doing things that you thought were trivial and stupid and nobody noticed, you would very likely be suicidal. And what do people do when they're unhappy? They eat, they drink, you know, they smoke. And the idea of exercising, I mean, is in theory, you know, makes some sense, but it really doesn't. I mean, to motivate yourself to exercise, you really have to feel like you're standing in kind of a safe place. So what I want you to do is take her out this weekend and say, look, I think you're terrific. I think we need to think about having a baby at some point. Let's find something wonderful for you to do.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
you can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to one Dex Corp. Must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So I can guarantee one thing that will happen as a result of the Supreme Court's decision today about same-sex marriage, which is that it will be an economic boon to wedding planners, to the, what is it? I think there are like 20 states, something like that. I think there are 37 states or something like that who've allowed same-sex marriage. So that's out of 50. So that's, what, another 13. So it will be an economic boon for wedding planners, florists, jewelers. And let us not be too uncynical about this. I'm not sure that's a word, which is too blasé or something. Divorce lawyers. Because one of the interesting things to me of having, I've lived in big cities basically since I had any choice. I am sort of vaguely associated with the arts, I'm sort of a public person. So the idea is that, and I work in sort of admittedly fringe, but nevertheless showbiz. So as you might imagine, I know lots of gay people, okay, and I have among those some really good friends. And one of the interesting things to me to watch as gay marriage becomes, same-sex marriage becomes more and more of a possibility, as it has, and in this state okayed it, I think, what, 2 or 3 years ago. And but I lived in California, which okayed it. I lived in Colorado, which okayed it. So is watching how, in particular, gay men, gay women probably to a certain extent, but I guess I know the lives of more gay men than I do gay women for no particular reason, are completely unprepared for what marriage really is. As women, I suppose either straight or gay, we've been kind of prepared to be married for our whole lives. I mean, it's just one of the assumptions that all women will be married at some point, and all women will be mothers at some point. Now, the reality is somewhat different than that, but that doesn't change people's assumptions or perceptions or sociological thrusts, okay? For men, especially gay men, but men in particular, I think a lot of men assume that at some point they'll probably marry, but it's certainly not a priority necessarily. There is no particular stigma to being a bachelor. I mean, just think of the word bachelor, which seems kind of, sort of dashing, as opposed to old maid, which doesn't sound the least bit, or spinster, right? Doesn't sound the least bit charming or dashing. It sounds desperate and sad. So the idea that women will marry at some point and women will have children is kind of part of our, if not DNA, at least part of our socialization, which doesn't happen to the same degree to men. So the idea that all of a sudden men are thinking about themselves as married, and I have a number of friends who are gay, who are married, who are having a huge adjustment problem of not really understanding what that commitment means. Which is certainly not unusual in sort of sociological, psychological, emotional terms of you fight for something and then you get it and you don't know exactly what to do with it, which I think we're going to see a certain amount of. It's probably also going to be a bone to marriage therapists and counselors of what the commitment of marriage really entails, which in most cases is monogamy. Is being open to another person, being accountable to another person. And it's not that your spouse becomes your parent, but it's really rude not to tell somebody where you're going to be or when you're going to be home. And if you say you're going to be home at a certain time, you're home at a certain time. And the common issues that happen in marriage are going to start happening to a certain extent a population that has not been socialized into those norms and into that way of thinking. So there's going to be counseling, there's going to be friction, and there's going to be divorce. So I think there's no question that same-sex marriage will have an economic benefit to the country. And, you know, hopefully in 10 years we won't even be having this discussion. And one of my kind of tongue-in-cheek comments have been all along that as straights, we've really wrecked marriage. You know, why not give somebody else a shot at it? And my more cynical brethren will say, look, everybody should have an equal chance to be miserable. Go ahead, get married. But all of this, and certainly there's no question that the changing face of marriage, and today is certainly a landmark watershed moment. But that whole issue about women working, we talked about this week was the anniversary of the pill, of the dual estrogen, the double dose pill for contraceptives for women. Women being able to vote has changed the face of marriage. That marriage was invented a very long time ago, really to deal as a political institution, political economic institution. It didn't have emotion at all. Marriages were arranged. women there was no romance involved, that women were essentially chess pieces that were manipulated by the men of various societies to ensure your progeny, and so you didn't make war on your grandkids. So the idea that you would fall in love with somebody, that women could choose, women could say yes or no, women have been stoned to death for saying no. So that marriage has changed significantly even before today in terms of how society invented it and why and to what purpose and what it is today, even before the Supreme Court. So my father, who was married, he was married to my mom, was one of those people, and they actually got divorced after nearly 50 years. The joke is they were waiting for the children to die. And then my father said, well, you know, it's an old-fashioned institution. And we know that fewer people than ever before are marrying. So it'll be really interesting to see how today's decision impacts that institution, which has already been in great tumult and great cataclysmic change. And to a certain extent, I think for those of you who believe very strong in marriage, that today's decision is probably the biggest shot in the arm that the institution of marriage has received in a long time, because it will infuse new participants, new perspectives, new relevance that it's really been lacking for the last, 100 years. And we know that the statistics about marriage have really remained relatively stable, that about 50% of that most people marry. But I think by the time people are in the ages 55, that something like 90% of population has married at least once. Huge number, about two-thirds of people who are married once marry again at some point. So that marriage is still a very popular, common phenomenon. But when you take any particular marriage, it has a 50-50 shot of surviving. I mean, that's kind of an alarming statistic of anything. I mean, think about taking a job that you had a 50-50 chance of being fired. Ooh. And getting fired from a job is going to feel a lot different than being fired from a marriage. Nothing else, you don't necessarily need a lawyer. You don't have to worry about who gets the dog. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.